Hello everyone, we're back with another podcast. This time we're going to examine the issues of child brides and honor killings in Iran. The NCRI Women's Committee works with Iranian women in Iran and abroad who have first-hand experience of the Iranian regime and lead the various protests for regime change. On to our topic, child marriage. I noticed in the annual report it said that little girls can be forced into marriage at the age of 9.
Yes, that's a bitter truth. 9-year-old girls are considered adults under the Mullah's constitution. And although the legal age of marriage is 13, but the law allows a girl's father or paternal grandfather to wed her even at younger age. And there have been many examples of girls being wed at age 9 or even as young as 5.
I remember the annual report noting registration of at least 100 marriages of girls under 15 every 24 hours. That's overwhelming.
Yes. This is what they have published in their press and media, but you should bear in mind that considering the Iranian regime's lack of transparency, the published figure must be regarded as minimum.
How appalling! I read the National Statistics Center report stating that 9,753 young girls between 10 and 14 were married in spring 2021.
Yes, that's true. Actually, Iran's average rate of child marriage is 30% above the world average rate. Experts in this field say that such statistics covering child marriage are the tip of an iceberg, and the actual number of child marriages is 5 to 6 times greater. In fact, a legal advisor to the Iranian judiciary acknowledged a few years ago that an average of 500,000 to 600,000 Iranian girls under 14 years of age get married every year.
Why do we see such a high trend in child brides?
See, you have to picture the Iranian society. It's sunk into poverty after being plundered by the mullahs for 43 years. The same regime has taken away bread from people's table. So many families are so desperate in feeding their children that they would rather sell them, hoping that the child would not go hungry. For little girls, that takes up the form of marriage. It often happens that the father weds his daughter for only 1 million tomans, which is merely $38. That's how desperate families are. So it's logical to see such rise in child marriages because the Iranian regime neither bans nor criminalizes child marriage. And it has actually contributed to this phenomenon by increasing the amount of marriage loans because some poor families give away their daughters to receive the loan.
I can relate to the painful weight all this must have on our listeners. It does tell one that violence against little girls in Iran is institutionalized.
Yeah, every bit of it. You know, another issue of concern these days in Iran is the issue of child widows. Absolutely shocking.
Goodness, I have heard women are exploited twice. Once having their human rights taken away and second, abused for being a woman. But a child widow, this is far beyond all. You were telling me earlier that 70% of child marriages end in divorce.
True. As far as the available statistics go, 131 girls under 14 years got divorced in spring 2021. And in the same period, 2,650 girls between 14 and 19 got divorced. Now, I must add that these young women often have children. Again, the 2021 statistics say that 969 infants were born of mothers only 10 to 14 years old in spring 2021. Compare this to 2020, when 1,346 infants were born to the same age group throughout the whole year. You can see that this is an astonishing rise in the number of child mothers. So, with such high divorce rates, the child widows in their teens immediately turn into single women heads of households. This is another tragic aspect of child marriages and needs to be discussed separately.
How is the situation in provinces? Can you brief us a bit on that too?
Of course. According to a study in 2021, the highest number of children born to mothers between 10 and 14 years old were in the provinces of Sistan and Baluchistan in southeastern Iran, Khuzestan in the southwest, Khorasan Razavi in the northeast, Golestan in the north, Kerman in southern Iran, and in East Azerbaijan in northwestern Iran. In fact, the deprived province of Sistan and Baluchistan has the highest number of child marriages in the country, with 18 marriages of girls between 5 and 9 years old, registered in 2021. It seems that the more deprived the region, the higher the number of child marriages there.
I want us to talk a bit about some of the consequences of child marriage on these young girls.
Well, the most common consequences are that the child bride first drops out of school and cannot continue her education. Then she's exposed to all forms of violence and harassment by her husband. And when they get pregnant, they risk dying during the childbirth. Another serious consequence of child marriage is suicide. Just in the past couple of months, we had some considerable news on child brides committing suicide. On March 30th, we had the news of a woman in Shiraz hanging herself. Her body was found 4 days later as her 8-month-old baby was crying in the room. Of course, the difficult situations of child brides are exacerbated by poverty. There was a young mother in southwestern Iran who killed her 3 children and then committed suicide. Another mother in West Azerbaijan killed her 6 and 12-year-old children and then herself. All 3 mothers were victims of child marriages, and most recently was the 17-year-old Sita Sheikh Moradi, the mother of a 4-month-old, who committed suicide by setting herself alight.
Very upsetting. For our listeners' information, I must say that we have cut short of details. Those of you who want to learn more about these issues, please visit women.ncr-iran.org, the publications menu and the documents tab. The annual reports 2021 and 2020 have quite a few details on child marriages in Iran. Moving on to another topic, that is honor killings and femicides in Iran. I'm sure everyone heard the story of Mona Haideri, a young mother beheaded by her husband in Iran back in February. The horrific incident drew attention to the plight of women in Iran who enjoy no government or social support in the face of domestic violence. It also brought to light the fact that the country's laws actually promote such brutal treatment of women. Can you elaborate on this?
Okay, I'll try my best. I think it's enlightening to note that none of the Iranian regime officials or leader condemned the cold-blooded murder of this 17-year-old woman by her husband. Ironically, some described the murderer's husband as oppressed. This is while Mona was a battered woman who had filed for divorce several times to no avail. Now, after 3 months, a judiciary spokesman just recently declared that no complaints had been filed against the murderer and Mona's family had not sought retribution. As a result, the murderer will most probably be finally released. This is actually what promotes honor killings as well as femicides in Iran, because the law does not criminalize violence against women and it does not punish the murderers. The Iranian regime's laws regard the father and the husband as owner of women, and as such, they are entitled to do whatever they want to them.
I think we should open up the word promote for our listeners. When we say honor killings are promoted by the Iranian regime, that means an average of 375 to 450 honor killings are recorded every year in Iran, and at least 8 women fall victim to honor killings every day.
Exactly. I should also point out that honor killings account for about 20% of all murders in Iran and 50% of all homicides.
Correct. And a 2-year investigation by an NGO in Khuzestan province shows that at least 60 women, including 11 and 15-year-old girls, have been killed with none of the killers punished.
And of course, the trend has continued to this day. A son running over his mother due to unfounded suspicions, a brother set fire to his sister, a 16-year-old was shot and killed by her fiancé when she refused to get married, and the list goes on.
As I imagine, like me, those listening want to be clear on what the root cause of such killings is.
Well, the root cause is an inhuman and misogynistic regime, which is the primary origin of all the problems in this period of Iranian history. Although the father, brother, or husband hold the sickle, knife, or the gun, the killing of women is sanctioned by numerous written and unwritten laws made by the mullah's medieval regime. The bottom line is that the gruesome statistics of honor killings in Iran are rooted in misogyny and the patriarchal culture institutionalized by the law and the ruling regime. It is because violence against women is not criminalized by the law.
It did strike me on one of my visits to NCRI Women's website that the bill proposed to the mullah's so-called parliament to prevent violence against women has been held up for more than 10 years without being passed.
Yes, the bill has remained on the shelf for more than 10 years now. For the Iranian people, especially women, it is evident that the mullah's misogynistic regime can never pass a plan for women's interests and rights. Why? Because it's been founded on suppression of women and it is the main sponsor of violence against them and has institutionalized violence against women in its laws. The logical conclusion is that there is no will in the clerical regime to adopt the bill to prevent violence against women or protect them in the face of violence. It makes sense why the regime has not signed the CEDAW or other relevant international conventions.
In every single podcast we've done together, I always reach this point, but I want to think aloud today. An action anybody can take is to post this podcast link to your social media friends and NGOs. We've got to push for women's rights in every step possible. We certainly enjoyed filling you in on the plight of women in Iran. Please take the time to visit our website, women.ncr-iran.org, and send us your comments and opinions. See you again in 2 weeks. Until then, we wish you the best and happy days.